Ezekiel chapter 13. And the word of Jehovah came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy, and say unto them that prophesy out of their own heart, Hear ye the word of Jehovah. Thus saith the Lord Jehovah, Woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit, and have seen nothing. O Israel, thy prophets have been like foxes in desert places. Ye have not gone up into the breaches, nor made up the fence for the house of Israel, to stand in the battle of the day of Jehovah. They have seen vanity and lying divination, that say, Jehovah saith, and Jehovah hath not sent them. And they make them to hope that the word will be fulfilled. Have ye not seen a vain vision, and spoken a lying divination, when ye say, Jehovah saith, and I have not spoken? Therefore, thus saith the Lord Jehovah, Because ye speak vanity, and have seen lies, therefore, behold, I am against you, saith the Lord Jehovah, and my hand shall be against the prophets that see vanity and that divine lies. They shall not be in the council of my people, neither shall they be written in the register of the house of Israel. And they shall not enter into the land of Israel, and ye shall know that I am the Lord Jehovah. Because they have seduced my people, saying, Peace, and there is no peace. And one buildeth up a wall, and lo, they daub it with untempered mortar. Say unto them which daub it with untempered mortar, that it shall fall. There shall be an overflowing rain, and ye, O great hailstones, shall fall, and a stormy wind shall burst forth. And lo, when the wall is fallen, shall it not be said unto you, Where is the daubing with which you have daubed it? Therefore thus saith the Lord Jehovah, I will cause to burst forth a stormy wind in my fury, and there shall be an overflowing rain in mine anger, and hailstones in fury for utter destruction. And I will break down the wall that you have daubed with untempered mortar, and bring it down to the ground, so that the foundation thereof shall be discovered, and it shall fall, and ye shall be destroyed in the midst thereof. And ye shall know that I am Jehovah. And I will accomplish my fury upon the wall, and upon them that daub it with untempered mortar, and will say unto you, The wall is no more, neither they that daubed it. The prophets of Israel, who prophesy concerning Jerusalem, and who see a vision of peace for her, and there is no peace, saith the Lord Jehovah. And thou, son of man, set thy face against the daughters of thy people, who prophesy out of their own heart, and prophesy against them, and say, Thus saith the Lord Jehovah, Woe unto the women that sew pillows for all wrists, and that make veils for the head of persons of every stature to catch souls. Will ye catch the souls of my people, and will ye save your own souls alive? And will you profane me among my people for handfuls of barley and for morsels of bread, to slay the souls that should not die, and to save the souls alive that should not live, by your lying to my people that listen to lying? Wherefore, thus saith the Lord Jehovah, Behold, I am against your pillows, that the souls which ye catch by their means may fly away, and I will tear them from your arms, and will let the souls go, the souls that ye catch, that they may fly away. And I will tear your veils, and deliver my people out of your hand, and they shall be no more in your hand to be hunted. And ye shall know that I am Jehovah, because with falsehood ye have grieved the heart of the righteous, whom I have not made sad, and have strengthened the hands of the wicked, that he should not return from his wicked way to save his life. Therefore ye shall no more see vanity, nor divine divinations, and I will deliver my people out of your hand, and ye shall know that I am Jehovah.